Okay. Can you hear me okay? Great. So there's no anxiety about getting something, or we're just walking ourselves. It's like walking through a forest together, forest bathing. And we're experimenting, we're trying different ways of perceiving. Instead of looking through the mind and all the words the mind and thoughts and the world view the mind creates, we let awareness do the seeing. But we have to extract ourselves from awareness to see purely. So that's what's difficult. We try to force ourselves out of awareness. It doesn't work. We're more embedded within it when we try that forced logic. But you relax yourself out of it by not taking yourself so seriously. And that comes from actually seeing the nature of yourself. When you see the nature of yourself, you won't take yourself so seriously. Promise. You just relax, right? And then the seeing comes in. So you have essentially, what your job is to relax. It can't be that hard. It seems to be. And it doesn't take lifetimes. We put ourselves in a place that we lock ourselves into a prison and then refuse to open the door. Okay, so I'm just going to have a quiet sitting. That's without me. I'll gladly leave, believe me. We'll just allow whatever is there to reveal itself. Don't try to configure a certain inward experience. Just relax and allow whatever is there to be seen. That's all. Those are the instructions. Relax, observe, and allow. Carry those three words with you in and outside of formal settings. Okay. Tim, you want to come forward?
Sure. Thank you, Rodney. I'd just like to share a few words about Dana. So Dana, as most of you know, is this Pali word for generosity. And first, a couple words about Sims Dana. So if you haven't had a chance to offer Dana to Sims, I encourage you to do so. We do, as an organization, rely and depend upon people's generosity for our continued existence. However, none of the money that you give to Sims goes toward Rodney. As a teacher within this tradition, teachers don't usually charge a fee for teaching. They offer the teaching in a freely offered way. And in return, as students, as participants, we have a chance to support Rodney in his livelihood and his continued teaching. And reflect that as you offer Dana to Rodney, it's not just for this event, it's not just for him, it's actually tying you into this much larger lineage that goes back some 2,600 years and hopefully will continue into the future. The guidance about how much is just to give so there's no regret. If you give in a way that's a little too close-hearted, you feel that regret. If you give in a way that overextends, you feel regret that way. So connect with your heart and offer Dana to Rodney for his continued teaching and continuing to deepen with the Dharma. Ways to do that, I'll put it in the chat. There's a his preferred method is PayPal. So there's a link there I just put in the chat. I'll leave up a little screen share for the first 15 minutes of lunch with that information. If you prefer to send a check, you can send that to Seattle Insight. I made it out to Rodney, but care of Seattle Insight, and I'll put that information also. And after the retreat, we'll send out an email to all the participants with the homework for this retreat and also some more information about Dana. So thank you again for your generosity and your support of Rodney and of Sims, and I appreciate your participation.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim. Thank you. So we're going to move on to lunch, and we're going to take an hour till 1 o'clock. And then at 1 o'clock, Ellen will be here to give 45 minutes of Qigong. I do hope you join her. She's the kindest person I've ever known, and it expresses itself in that movement. Okay, all. See you soon. Have a good lunch. Go outside and get some air if you can. Come back in and we'll begin again.